coming up on Coverville number 920. It's time for another All Request Show. Covers tonight of New Order, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, The Beatles, and Fun, as well as our Coverville Countdown Hall of Fame inductees for 2012. All this and more. Trivia 2 with Tina coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, December 4th, 2012. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of the All Request Show here on Coverville. Songs that you've requested, that you've emailed me, or called into the request line at 206-222-COVER, or emailed at requests@coverville.com. All great ways to get a request, a suggestion, an idea for a song to me, and then I play it for you. That's how this transaction works. Let's start things off with a request going out to Jeff from Ohio. I did the Metallica cover story just a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, and didn't include this one. It is Lissy from her 2011 album Covered Up With Flowers. Here is her cover of Nothing Else Matters.
different story. People saying that you're no good for me. Saw your lover with another. She's making a fool of you. If you love me, baby, you deny it. You just laugh and tell me I should try it. Tell me I'm a baby that I don't understand. But you know that I'll forgive you just once or twice forever. You could take me to hell and back just as long as we're together. Your freedom. I don't want to play around. I don't want nobody's baby. Part-time love just brings me down. I don't want your I'm like a prisoner who's got his own key. But I can't escape until you love me. I just go from day to day knowing all about the other boys. You take my hand and tell me I'm a fool to give you all I do. Bet you someday, baby, someone says the same to you. But you know that I'll forgive you just once or twice forever. You could take me to hell and back just as long as we're together. Part-time love just brings me down. I don't want your freedom. Girl, all I want right now is you. Girl, all I want right now is you. Thank you.
mis hermanos, donde quiera que estén. Hay que ver lo que el mar rodando te ve. Aguas siguen creciendo, forman inundación. Y te hundes si no empiezas nadando. Y te ahogas ahí mismo, una piedra en el mar. Los tiempos van cambiando. Ven todos autores, profetas con plumas, de todos intentos nos queda ya una. Hay que darle una vuelta a la rueda fortuna. Y esa rueda ya nombra quien quiera. El que sale perdiendo un día ganará. Los tiempos van cambiando. Ven padres, escuchen en paz. Y nunca critiquen lo que no entendrás. Tus hijos, tus hijas, ya no mandarás. Tu camino es camino de anciano. Salte del miedo, hay que adelantar. Los tiempos van cambiando. Los límites puestos por todos hechizos. El lento de hoy ya será rapidito. Como todos presentes ya serán pasaditos. Y el orden se está terminando. Llega primero, llega tarde después, y los tiempos van cambiando. Si los tiempos van cambiando.
Dolces Sueños, Sweet Dreams by Rita Indiana and Los Misterios. That was from her 2010 album called El Juidero. Great cover there, requested by Tyler from Washington, D.C. Says he was in a shop, coffee shop in Puerto Rico last November and heard this hauntingly familiar song on the radio. It was a Spanish language cover of Sweet Dreams. Just had to know who it was, so he asked the barista, who very happily told him where to find it, what it was, and I love that. Right before that, another Spanish language cover, that is Los Tiempos Van Camplando, otherwise known as The Times They Are a Changin' by Frankie Perez and Los Guardianes del Bosque, that one recommended by Roberto Suarez. Great suggestion there. You heard a cover of Wham right before that, a cover of Wham, what is it? It's Freedom by Glenn Gregory. That one comes from, well, it was released for a while on the website radiotimes.com. It's been pulled recently because it's going to be released soon, so you'll be able to buy it very soon, hopefully. That one recommended by Pete from Liverpool. Glenn Gregory, by the way, from the band Heaven 17, if the name sounds familiar. Jeff from Ohio requested the song that started the show off, Metallica's Nothing Else Matters, covered by Lissy from her 2011 album, Covered Up With Flowers. Well, Coverville today is brought to you in part by Think Geek, thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. And, all right, so you're walking through the mall and your loved one looks over at the Pandora store. You know what the Pandora store is? It's the place that sells these sterling silver bracelets that are just gorgeous, maybe a little bit on the pricey side, but yeah, that's great if you want little charms and things that look like flowers or puppy dogs or little abstract items with crystals on them, you know, whatever. Well, maybe you want something a little bit more your speed, a little bit more geeky. Let me turn that off really quick. A little bit more geeky, a little bit more your style, right? How about the European style charm bracelet from Think Geek? And of course, because it's from Think Geek, you know it's got to be geeky. Perfect thing for the video game player in your life. Well, the video game playing woman in your life, because these are very pretty sterling silver bracelets. But you can get companion cubes from Portal, little knights, bling mushrooms that look like they're right out of Mario, Celtic knots, little Macintoshes, all sorts of things to put on that bracelet. Now, let's say you do want to combine them with the Pandora. They're perfectly compatible with the Pandora bracelet, so you can put the Think Geek charms on the Pandora bracelet. You can put the Pandora charms on the Think Geek bracelet, completely cross-compatible, and just a great, great Christmas gift idea, or holiday gift idea, I should say. Right now available from thinkgeek.com. Start by going to coverville.com and clicking on the link for Think Geek over there on the right side. Helps out the show and gets you some really cool stuff from thinkgeek.com. All right, well, let's play this, and I'll tell you who requested it, because I don't have that in front of me. How about a cover of Neil Young's Into the Black? This one comes from the Chromatics, from their 2012 album, Kill for Love. Here are the Chromatics. Thank you.
This is the story of Johnny Rock. Thank you.
I guess I was a day later, so after that last Beatles episode, there's a really good cover by a band called Cloud Cult that you covered, that you featured a while ago for Mr. Tambourine Man or something, but they have a really good cover of the song Help by the Beatles, and it's on an album called Minnesota Beatle Project Number 3. So just really hope to hear it on the show. Thanks. Bye.
Days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Oh, burn a martyr in my bed tonight. She keeps my bones from wandering, just who I am, who I am, who I am.
Some nights I wish that this all would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. Some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again. Some nights I always win, I always win. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for more. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know. Come
on. So this is it. I sold my soul for this. I washed my hands of that for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like this one.
Most amazing things that can come from some temple.
Walk Off the Earth with their cover of Some Nights by Fun. That one going out to Mark from New York, New York, who was wondering if there were any good covers of Some Nights. You know, there are a lot of covers of that song that sound just like the original. You go through Amazon and iTunes and other sources, and you find a lot of sound-alike covers. What I really like about Walk Off the Earth, there are a couple things that I like about them. The number one, obviously, they do tend to change up the covers that they do. They got a lot of notoriety earlier this year, late last year, for doing that cover of somebody that I used to know where they played it with five people on the same guitar. And they do mix it up. They do inject their own style and their own feel to every song they do. Also, unlike a lot of other cover groups out there today, or music groups that happen to do covers, I don't like the term cover groups, groups that happen to do covers, these guys do mix it up, and they don't just do what's popular. They do songs that they grew up listening to. So they actually have a Beatles cover on this CD, and probably a Dylan one, I think. So anyway, really, really cool. Walk Off the Earth's cover of Some Nights. Before that, you heard Cloud Cult's cover of Help, that one from the 2011 edition, Volume 3 of the Minnesota Beatle Project, that one going out to an anonymous listener who recorded a call-in or called into the request line at 206-222-COVER, but did not leave their name. That's totally fine. You can do that if you like. You heard a cover of Blue Monday right before that. New Order's Blue Monday, covered by Buick and Gase. That one from a brand new EP called Function Falls that you can find online as part of a Bandcamp. You can purchase it right from Bandcamp, and the money goes right to the band. It's a really, really cool project. You'll find that on buickandgase.bandcamp.com. Of course, just go to Coverville and click the link there. That one going out to John Ekman, who recommended it. And we start off the set with a cover of Neil Young's Into the Black, that one from the Chromatics album Kill for Love, that going out to a new listener. Welcome to Coverville, Mr. Blissful is the name that they requested that under. So thank you for tuning in, and hope you're enjoying the show, Mr. Blissful. All right. Really quickly, let me tell you about Audible. Audible.com. Download a free preview, a free book, and get a free 30-day trial of Audible.com. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/Coverville. That's audibletrial.com/Coverville. All your favorite series are there. The Game of Thrones series, the Twilight series, the Hunger Games series, and much, much more. And a free book download is waiting for you. That's audibletrial.com/Coverville. All right, Mike wrote in and said, hey, wait, we're not going to get to that yet. Holy cow, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Let's talk about the Coverville Countdown. That's going on right now, and nominations are open, so you can go to coverville.com/countdown to get to it. Of course, there's links on the site if you go to coverville.com. It's your chance right now to vote for your favorite covers of all time. Not necessarily the best covers of all time. Things like Tainted Love and Respect, while they are good and they have made a showing in the Coverville Countdown in the past, I'm looking for those songs that are your favorites, your favorite covers of all time. And every year we assemble all those nominations into votes. You cast your vote for all of the nominated songs. And the last few episodes of the year, I count down the top 40 favorite covers of all time as nominated and voted on by you, the listening audience. Now, been doing this for 8 years now. And of course, there are going to be some songs that always rise to the top, some songs that always appear in the Coverville Countdown. Things like "Hallelujah" by Jeff Buckley, "Common People" by William Shatner. I think Polyphonic Spree's "Lithium" is in that list, stuff like that. And so it's not fair to kind of keep those in there forever and have them always there at the top of the list. So what we do is we institute the Hall of Fame, the Coverville Hall of Fame. And when you've been on the top or among the top, voted on songs for several years, you are inducted into the Hall of Fame. And two new songs are getting inducted this year. All Along the Watchtower by BT4, Bear McCreary from the Battlestar Galactica Season 3 soundtrack, and Kate Rusby's Village Green Preservation Society, which I believe was number one last year from her album Awkward Annie. As we do when we induct someone into the Hall of Fame, we play those songs one last time so you can enjoy them. And here we go. Here is Bear McCreary's cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower from the soundtrack to Battlestar Galactica. Thank you.
God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the Draft Beer Preservation Society. God save Mrs. Small, a good old mother.
Hey, Brian, it's Dale Campbell here. Like you, I'm a big fan of Squeeze, and also I'm a fan of the covers that Joe Cocker has performed. And I've just found a song that satisfies both of these requirements of mine. Tempted, a cover that Joe Cocker has performed off of his Civilized Man album, and it is amazing. So I thought I'd give you a quick little buzz to suggest that you play it on an upcoming all-request show. I love the work that you do, and keep it up. And I'm going to get my head back into this database. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Shoes and a case, I said to my reflection, you'll be out of this place. At the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, the bellboys and the buildings, memories of it still. Keep calling and calling, but forget it all. Crown, wishing I was well. I said
It's like an angel sighing. I have no choice. I hear your voice. Feels like flying.
I'm gonna take you there in the midnight.
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals from a 2011 iTunes session, her cover of Madonna's Like a Prayer, that one requested by Mike. Love that. Thank you so much for telling me about that great cover right there. Joe Cocker and his cover of Squeeze's Tempted. That one comes from his album Civilized Man. That one going out to Dale from Australia, frequent listener, and also here in the Tadpool watching the stream live. Hey, Dale, thanks for requesting that one. Great suggestion. And then right before that, we had a couple of inductees into the Coverville Countdown Hall of Fame. Kate Rusby's Kinks cover, the Village Green Preservation Society, and Bear McCreary's cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, that one from the Battlestar Galactica Season 3. Great covers, both of them, and welcome additions to the Coverville Countdown 2012. Want to get your favorite cover into the countdown? Well, make sure to go and nominate it right now over there at coverville.com/countdown. Tina is here in the studio for a little musically challenged. How you doing, Tina? Oh, I didn't turn on your mic. All that time during that 6-minute Madonna cover and I didn't turn on your mic.
I know.
What kind of husband am I?
Exactly.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah, good. You know, got another rental car.
I know, more car problems.
I've had more time in rental cars over the last 2 months.
Than in the actual car.
Than the actual car that I have, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Like by a factor of 3, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
You've been in your car for maybe 2 weeks out of the last 8.
Right.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Well,
so
hey, they're fixing it. They're making it good for you.
Exactly.
That's what you got to hope.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Now I just realized I forgot. Well, I told you I forgot my sunglasses.
Yeah, what else did you forget?
The remote garage opener.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
So Tristan's going to take me over there.
Okay.
After this.
Very good. Well, he'll get some driving practice, and just a warning to those listeners, stay off the sidewalks because Tristan is driving. All right. We have a musically challenge submitted by JD from New York. I'm excited about this one because I'm good friends with JD, and I'm excited to hear what he's put together for us. So I'll turn this on, and I'm going to mute the chat room so that I can't see any answers that you might say in there.
Hey, Brian and Tina, this is JD with a musically challenged submission, which I like to call, What the Riff? The idea here is that a certain riff is from a song that has actually been lifted, borrowed, or otherwise absconded from a previous song by a previous artist. I'm going to play the riff, and you have to guess the artist and song I'm playing it from, as well as the original artist and song that it's from. There are 5 riffs, and you can get up to 4 points for each, for a total of 20 points. Some of these are direct lifts from previous songs, while others do homage and may be very similar but not quite exactly duplicates of the original. I hope you have as much fun playing as I did making this. Good luck. All right, so I'm going to start you off nice and easy. Here's riff number 1.
Okay, so that one's Ice Ice Baby.
Right. By
Vanilla Ice.
There you go.
Oh, and what else do I have to do?
Well, where did he steal that?
Oh, from David Bowie and it was Under Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other person? I forgot, but I love this song. Queen, yeah.
Yes. Very good. All right, 4 points on that one, I'm quite certain. I don't think there's anything we missed there. Oh, he's playing both of them.
Oh,
interesting.
Well, that makes sense.
I remember when Vanilla Ice was defending and saying, no, mine is different because mine goes dun 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 dun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's classic video.
Uh-huh.
Classic MTV. All right.
All right, I know you nailed that one. So here's riff number 2, a little bit harder.
Ooh, that is harder. Holy mackerel. Went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
The second one sounded like The Who, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it did.
But I don't know the song. Boy, that's a tough one. Anything, any guesses on that?
Nope.
Okay. Let's go to number 3.
Short, but unmistakable for the highly trained ear. Here's number 3.
Thank you. Yep. Okay.
Led Zeppelin?
Uh-huh. That okay. is Led Zeppelin. And I believe The River?
Da-na-na-da-na. I don't know.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. I'll go with that.
Okay.
I don't know the names of the songs.
I know. Well, they don't even know the names of their songs. They just come up, oh, look, there's a black dog. Hey, let's call this song Black Dog.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The ripoff, I'm going to say, is Beastie Boys. Because I think they did steal that for something, and I can't remember what. Unless he's looking for Dread Zeppelin, but I don't think that, I mean, you know, when it's a cover, yeah. it doesn't really count. All right.
Okay.
I don't know the song, though.
Three down, two to go. Here's number four.
Nice. I never made a connection between those two, but they are very similar.
Oh, I can't even. I don't know who it is. I mean, I know it, but I can't mm-hmm. think of
either one of them.
I want to say. No, like the first one, I want to say it's Bob Seger, but I know that's not it, or The Cars, or something.
The second one was The Cars.
The Cars, it was mm-hmm. okay.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know about. I don't know.
The first one was "You Got Lucky" by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty.
And okay. the second one was "Touch and Go" by The Cars.
Okay.
Very good though. Good pull out of The Cars there.
And I left the most obscure one for number five.
Oh no.
I've heard that first one, though.
Yes. We've heard both of those.
Burning Bed.
Right. Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil is the second one, for sure. Oops. There we go.
Shoot, can you play that first one again?
I can.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think you should know it.
I know. It's really familiar.
Let's see if I went back far enough.
Isn't it a female who sings it?
If it's one I'm thinking of, it's not.
Oh. Okay, I don't know then.
It's a Weezer and my something shirt. Na 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 na. Jeez. Yeah, I can't think of the name of the song. Well, maybe Weezer's enough.
Pink.
Oh, were you or
somebody like that?
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it's like one of
Because when
one
I was when I was going back over that song, it almost reminded me of a Gwen Stefani song.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sticking with Weezer on that one.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear how we did. Oops, went too far there.
And now for the answers. Riff number one, of course, is one of the more controversial riff lifts in history, with Vanilla Ice singing "Ice Ice Baby," which was directly lifted from Queen and David Bowie's "Under Pressure." Did you get number two? It's Green Day's "Burnout," riff lifted from "Pictures of Lily" by The Who. Number three.
All right, got part of that one. Got 1 point for The Who.
Fantastic.
There we go. I'll take it.
He is the Beastie Boys, of course. She's Crafty. Directly lifted from "The Ocean" by Led Zeppelin.
I said the river. I meant the ocean. Yeah.
The body of water.
The body of water. Whoops. All right. I won't take points for the river, but I will take it for Beastie Boys and Led Zeppelin on that one.
As an aside, this is a great example of taking a riff and completely making it your own. Number four is one of my favorites. "You Got Lucky" by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, lifting a riff from The Cars and "Touch and Go." Did every song in the early 80s have this riff? And finally, number five, Weezer's "Hashpipe."
Hashpipe.
Again, an obscure riff, but clearly an homage to "Beds Are Burning" by Midnight Oil. So how'd you guys do?
Well, let's see here. 3 points on that last one. What do we get the fourth one?
I don't know. Was that the Cars one?
Oh, that was the Cars. So we got all four of those. Yeah, so we got 8, 10, 11, 14 points out of a possible 20.
20 out of 20? I'm sure, Brian, you got at least 18.
Oh.
Hope you enjoyed this. If you like it, I definitely have more in the pipeline.
Brian.
I did enjoy it. Yeah, very good. JD, well put together. Definitely bring on more of those. So
I did fairly well this
you did.
Time.
Yeah, you totally did.
Yeah.
Those were right up your alley, especially the Vanilla Ice and Queen songs.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, a lot of times I know the songs or the artist and I just have a block.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
It happens. Very good. Well, well done, Tina. Thank you for being here for Musically Challenged.
Well done, Brian.
And thank you, JD, for putting that together. And listeners, thank you for listening to yet another episode of Coverville. Let's see. It is December 4th. So tonight we find out if Coverville won the Stitcher Awards. Up against big, big names. So I'm not hopeful. I know that there's like, it's, This American Life and WAXP and some other NPR stuff that I was up against. So, if I win, great, but I'm certainly not, gonna prepare my acceptance speech, for the thing that I'm not going to be there to attend. Anyway. So that's tonight. We'll find that out Thursday. I'll let you know the results of that if I haven't via Twitter or Facebook. Until then, though, this is Brian Abbott saying, oh, there's more. Hold on a sec. Requests. Yes, email your request like you heard everybody else do in this show. Requests@coverville.com. Call in your request at 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Now, I'll tell you that you can listen in on Thursday. It'll be a cover story. I don't know who it's going to be, but we'll all be surprised together. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coverville's also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good, it's like you're there.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!